Mel, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Thanks, Jason. Good. How are you?
I'm excellent. You had your press conference yesterday. You're having some of the big boys, the big men, the heavyweights on the card this coming weekend. I wanted to, now you've been in the boxing business for quite some time. Are heavyweights, do they still have that big of a draw, or do people just want to see good matches regardless of the weight class?
I think that heavyweights still kind of have that little pull more than some of the other guys. Because as soon as anyone hears, oh, heavyweight's on the card, yeah, I want to see that. And with this one, I have three bouts that are heavyweights. And I guess I just like to make things harder for myself because they're really hard to match. So.
Now, so you do a lot of the matching yourself, correct?
Correct.
So what goes into making a match so you hope that it, because I know for a long time some people criticize boxing that, people would, they'd fight for 20 fights, but a lot of times it was, they'd be able to pad their record. And it seems that people are slowly trying to get away from that, you know what, you're not going to have an easy one. So when you're making your matches, what are you looking for to ensure that it's competitive?
Well, I mean, everyone starts off in a sense, I hate using the word padding the record, but that is something that people use. It's more about be careful. You just want to see where that person's at. So obviously their first few fights are going to be more careful about their selection. For me, I mean, I try not to do that for too long, but sometimes in this game, things fall apart and you have to go to an opponent that wasn't really your first choice. My way of doing things is you just kind of look around. You look into the heavyweight division. And, you look at somebody that possibly you start off with the Canadians and then you go from there. So you look at the Canadians and maybe who they fought or who those guys fought. So you just kind of keep moving from there and that's how you start. Sometimes you use a matchmaker in a sense, not that they found the match for you. You kind of ask them to look for the guy and then you pick them out. They just kind of give you a list of people that they have contacts for.
Mel Lubeback joins us from KO Boxing. Tomorrow night at the Shaw, you have the September 9th lineup card, and you've got Lassard and Dia Grant going at it. You mentioned some of the heavyweight fights. You got Switzer and Dean Story. Amuhada's taking on Tim Haig. Now, Haig, of course, had an MMA career. Now he's gone into boxing. Switzer's also one and oh, kind of relatively new in the boxing scene, but he's like 6'10", is he not?
He is. He's really, really tall. Even with my heels, I still feel short. So,
now, when you have a guy who's 6'10", are most heavyweight? Because most, sure, you're 6'4", but when you're 6'10", I'm assuming you're going to have a reach advantage.
You do. I mean, sometimes it makes it difficult, though, right? With someone that's going to be shorter than you, they can kind of move in on the inside, and it makes it difficult because you're so tall. With him, even when I find a guy that's 6'3", 6'4", it still looks so awkward, but there's not much that you can do. 6'10" is a really, really tall height. So I just kind of look for anyone that's at least 6'1" and up.
Now, for a long time with KO Boxing, and Edmonton's had a really good history of boxing. Scotty Bulldog Olsen was fantastic. Jelena Mrjenovic is an 8-time world champion. And I'm not going to say she's kept the sport alive at all, but she's really been a main draw for a long, long time, Mel. How important is it? How difficult is it to get other main draws? Do you find, do they have to be from Alberta to be more successful? How does that go from a promotion standpoint when you don't necessarily have, a Mrjenovic on the card?
Well, you hope to have someone from Edmonton that you can build, or at least Alberta, but I've done it before. Ryan Henney back in the day, where I'd switch him out between him and Jelena, and he used to draw in a crowd, and he's from Saskatchewan. I think that as long as you keep bringing them a few times in here, the crowd starts to kind of develop a likeness towards them. No one's going to be Jelena. Jelena is kind of the whole package, right? I know a lot of people don't like female boxing, but once you watch her, it's not the typical female boxing. Then you hear about her different world titles, and she's pretty, and she's sociable, and can do an interview and have some fun. So people tend to like her. For guys, yeah, it is hard. And you know, there's plenty of times that I had someone in mind and we start building them and then they've had three or four fights and you just lose hope and you have to start all over again to find someone else to do it with. Right now we have Cam O'Connell from Red Deer, who's 12-0, and his 12 fights have been here. I think 11 out of the 12 fights have been in Edmonton. So we've been trying to build him as well, and a couple other ones that we hope to do in the future.
Now, when you bring, you know, women's boxing, you know, Edmonton was kind of the hub of it for a long time. You had Jeline, and you got a lot of big fights in Edmonton. Do some of your fighters ultimately have to maybe go away, you know, somewhere else to get better competition? Do you find, is it difficult on the men's side to get a lot of high-end opponents to want to come fight in Edmonton?
No, I mean, it's all about the money too, right? As long as it's the right purse amount that they're getting elsewhere, I'm sure that they'd be coming out here. A lot of times, the problem being is that with men, they have promotional companies behind them, just as I have these guys here under promotional contract. So a lot of times, promoters don't want to let their good guys go and fight in someone else's hometown or fight somewhere else. They prefer to bring guys over to them. It's kind of the same thing why Jeline fought here so much. A lot of the times females don't have promotional companies, but Jeline was lucky enough that we did that. So we would bring everybody here instead of anyone bringing her out. That's why a lot of times when people said, how come you don't fight out of town? Well, there isn't a promotion company that will promote it. So the difficult is the opposite with men. With men, they have more promotional companies. So it does make it hard, but a lot of times if you just negotiate properly and sometimes even put a rematch clause, they're willing to do and take that risk.
Jen Lubovac joins us. And that's what I was going to ask you. Do you find, like, are promoters, to keep boxing going in North America, are they more willing to work together rather than oppose one another? And as you said, well, we'll only fight your person if they come here. You know, do you have to kind of have a give and take? Yeah, let's have one of my good fighters come there, but then the next time you bring one of your good fighters to us. Is that starting to happen more?
It is with me. I tend to have a really good relationship right across Canada with a lot of the promoters. I don't know if it's because I'm female and I can be nice where other people have an issue with each other. I tend to have a great relationship right across from BC to Ontario or even further to New Brunswick and stuff like that. So I find it fine for me. And that is something that we've talked about. There is a couple in Ontario that I do that with where they bring theirs here and I'll send mine over there. So, we try to do that and keep our guys busy.
Mel Lubovac from KO Boxing joins us. Now, Mel, you've been around the game for a long time. Was your ultimate goal to be the head of the company in promotions when you got into it?
When I got into it, yeah, it was something that I thought of and liked to do. Granted, when I first started coming in here, I was still in university. So, no, that wasn't my first goal. Mm-hmm. But I guess after that, yes.
What's the biggest challenge right now in the boxing world from your standpoint?
Biggest challenge from my standpoint would probably be people acknowledging that there is live events that go on in Edmonton.
And how do you overcome that hurdle? What has to change for that?
I guess more interviews like what you're doing right now with me, where people get to know and they're listening and hearing it. I find advertising really doesn't do much because it's the same as what I do. I click different channels or whatever it may be, but where interviews and articles and just people kind of acknowledging that there are, you know, professional boxers in Edmonton that do go and do live shows and at the Shaw Conference Center. That's probably the biggest challenge for me.
Now, you've got some pretty good fighters here. The Pereira fight against Samuel Varga, who's 25-2-1. That's going to be a great card. Cam O'Connell taking on Kaluza, who's 11-1 from Hungary. O'Connell, of course, 12-0-1 from Red Deer. Another name that Edmonton fans probably know, Ryan Ford, who was a very good athlete in MMA for a long time. But really, you know, I know his dad, of course, was a great boxer for a long time. And he's 7-0 mm-hmm. now in box. You've seen him do both. Is he a
yes.
better natural boxer?
You know, it doesn't matter what he does. He tries really hard. I mean, he puts all of his effort into anything that he does. So, for me, I think it doesn't matter if it's kickboxing next that he decides to do, he'll put all of his effort into it. He's just very strong. So for him to be that strong, anything that he does, it just makes him successful at it. And, I mean, I've seen him do MMA because we had a promotional company in MMA as well. So he fought for our company and now with the boxing, you know, as long as he keeps doing what he's doing, I think he'll be successful at it.
Well, Mel, best of luck tomorrow night down at the Shaw Conference Center. Tickets available at the door. And of course, some great bouts on the card. I look forward to it. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Jason.